Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Manteau with your community comment. Recently, a friend of mine asked me to look into the status of a couple bridges that were supposed to get built but never were. In particular, he was most interested in the bridge project that spans across the Eel River in Red Crest, the West McCann Bridge Replacement Road. He told me that between the two bridges, the grant money was about $30 million. I figured that much money, something must be going on. Indeed, the county website discussing the bridge says that construction was supposed to begin this year, but sadly we are nowhere near that. I looked into the status of the McCann Bridge and determined it is still somewhere amidst the so-called Phase 1. Like many construction efforts, this project suffers from the usual nonsense required for a public works project. The math adds up. Two-thirds of the time goes to consultant study, while the remaining one-third is the actual physical construction of a bridge. The first two phases involve a lot of permits and studies, and they'll take up to 6 years, while the construction itself is only estimated to be 2 years. The job of building this bridge seems to have already been awarded to a firm in Southern California called Quincy Engineering. They were contracted to build the bridge. At this point, I figured that was about all I would find out, but then an interesting journey happened. I learned that Quincy Engineering was bought out by a company called Consor in year 2021. Consor is a massive group that has purchased quite a few engineering companies. Judging by their website, they seem to care more about diversity and modern buzzwords than a group that builds massive public works projects. Consor is a very young company, not even 10 years old, and the trail of ownership doesn't stop there. The business apparently was thrown together by Keystone Capital, an investment group with four partners who are located in different parts of the world. The biggest of the bunch is AIA Engineers, located in India. Another group is in Dubai, while yet another is in the USA, but got recently bought out by a different USA company, and their parent website is very lacking on details. I know this is a lot, but isn't it weird that we have a handful of local people that have been waiting patiently for a bridge to be built near their homes, and the grant money is in the hands of a faraway firm with owners that are even further off, far beyond the Continental 50. I'm not criticizing the decision to choose that particular engineering company because I don't know all the details, I don't know the full story, but maybe when Humboldt County staff decide who gets awarded to build our bridges and other public works projects, maybe do a simple Google search and make sure that the money is in good hands, that the projects will get done on time when they're supposed to, not just rotting on the vine in Phase 1. The grant money is supposed to make our vital infrastructure better, not line the pockets of paper-pushing consultants.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.